Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Plethora, dwindle, ambiguous. Have you seen these words before? In today's lesson, I'll teach you 20 high-level English words, and if you know these, it means your vocabulary is incredible. These words are used by highly educated native English speakers. Why not grab a pen and paper to write down the words and give yourself a check mark by each one you already know? I'd also like to give you a gift to really skyrocket your vocabulary. It's a downloadable PDF of 100 advanced words with definitions and examples. These are words that native English speakers study at the college and graduate school level. Click on the link in the description and enter your email address to download that free PDF and start leveling up your fluency. All right, our first advanced English word is unprecedented. That's an adjective meaning never done or experienced before, or without previous example. The pandemic caused an unprecedented shift to online learning. Number two, adept. That's another adjective meaning highly skilled or proficient at something. For example, she's adept at explaining complex grammar in a simple way. Number three, dwindle. That's a verb meaning to gradually decrease or become smaller. For example, attendance at the evening class dwindled after the holidays. Number four, mitigate. That's another verb, meaning to make something less severe, harmful, or painful. For example, wearing a seatbelt can mitigate the risk of injury in an accident. Five, plethora. That's a noun, meaning a large or excessive amount of something. Espresso English offers a plethora of lessons, courses, and ebooks. Seriously, I've got more than 1,000 lessons. Number six, ambiguous. That's an adjective meaning unclear or open to multiple interpretations. For example, the instructions were ambiguous, so no one knew what to do. Number seven, scrutinize. That's a verb meaning to examine very carefully. For example, investors will scrutinize the company's financial statements. Number eight, convey. Another verb meaning to communicate or express. For example, it's hard to convey sarcasm over text. Number nine, candid. That's an adjective meaning honest and direct, even when uncomfortable. For example, she gave a candid answer about her experience with failure. Number 10, omit is a verb meaning to leave out. You can omit that paragraph. It's not essential. How are you doing so far? If you find these challenging and interesting, then you'll love the free bonus PDF teaching you 100 more advanced words. Again, check the video description to download it. Let's keep going. Number 11, caliber. That's a noun meaning level of quality or ability. They're hiring someone of the highest caliber for the role. Number 12, prevalent. That's an adjective describing something widespread or commonly occurring. For example, work from home policies have become more prevalent. Number 13, nuance. That's a noun for a subtle or slight difference in meaning or tone. For example, his performance captured every nuance of the character. Number 14, detrimental. That's an adjective meaning harmful or damaging. Smoking is clearly detrimental to your health. Number 15, discrepancy. That's a noun meaning a difference between two things that should match. For example, there's a discrepancy between the reports and the receipts. Number 16, pivotal. That's an adjective meaning critically important or central. For example, that meeting was a pivotal moment in the negotiation. Number 17, refute. That's a verb meaning to prove something is false or incorrect. She refuted the claim with solid evidence. Number 18, resilient. That's an adjective meaning able to recover quickly from difficulties, strong and adaptable. For example, despite many setbacks, she remained resilient and kept working toward her goal. Number 19, unleash. That's a verb meaning to release something powerful or intense. the coach's speech unleashed a wave of motivation in the team. And number 20, pinnacle. That's a noun for the highest or most successful point of something. Winning the championship was the pinnacle of his career. So, how many of those words did you know? If it was 15 or more, congratulations, you have expert level English vocabulary. But if it was fewer, don't worry, because now you know some more advanced words you can start using in your own English. And don't stop here. Go ahead and download the free PDF to learn 100 more by clicking on the link under this video. You can level up your vocabulary even further in the next 6 weeks by joining my Advanced Vocabulary and Collocations course, where we'll learn 1,000 powerful words and how to put them together naturally. If you're already an upper intermediate or advanced English learner, this is the perfect course for taking your English vocabulary to the next level of fluency and sophistication. Click on the link in the description to join or find all my courses over at espressoenglish.net. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.